KBPS celebrating 100 years of broadcast excellence. And it wouldn't be a complete look at everything KBPS does without a mention of the Rose Festival and the Rose Festival Princess interviews that KBPS conducts every year with all of the Rose Festival princesses. And here with us on the special broadcast is one of the top dogs of Rose Festival, one of the organizers. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Marilyn Clint, and I'm Rose Festival's longtime parade queen and the current CEO of Rose Festival.
Marilyn, it is an honor to talk with you. And I know you are so busy, and it is Rose Festival season. So I know you are busy getting ready for everything. Thank you so much for taking a couple minutes of time and talking with us.
I love it. This is fun.
And so as a student, I out of KBPS over 20 years ago, I still remember getting to interview a princess as a KBPS student. And if I can remember that all these years later, I know it's significant, and it's a big thing that students look forward to. Talk about, from the perspective of Rose Festival, how kind of a big of a deal is it that the princesses get honored in a way that they get to be interviewed and they get to be on local media? How important is that?
It's really important, not only to Rose Festival and our outreach to the community and certainly to young people, but it's important for their development. It's important for them to have the experience. And they do get the chance to get interviewed by certain radio stations, but the longest lasting interviews that we've done as other stations have come and gone with their interests is KBPS. And that's their opportunity to be interviewed by a peer. And that makes a difference to have a peer asking them questions, questions that are relevant to your listeners and relevant to them as well. And they go just a little bit beyond the, how are you feeling today now that you're a Rose Festival princess, or what's your favorite event?
We definitely ask those questions. I mean, it's part of the process, and it's part of Rose Festival. But yeah, I always encourage our students today to, as soon as we learn the winners, we get a copy of the bio and we get to read a little bit more about the girls and see what their interests are. And that's what I tell my students today is that's how you be a good journalist. You do your homework and you learn as much as you can about them so you can ask really good questions. And I think we've had some pretty good interviews lately.
Exactly. What you said about doing the research, doing the homework, you can tell the difference with an interviewer who has done it, right? And that's one of the things that makes it fun for the young women as well. But for Rose Festival, part of our mission overall is education. And we are fortunate to be able to work with these young women. And back in the day, Benson was an all-male high school. And so they had many ways of participating in Rose Festival. One of them was interviewing the princesses and creating that relevance between what Benson was doing and what these young women are doing at their respective high schools. And the opportunity to be part of your education there at the school, as well as these young women's education and impacting them, it makes it just extra special. You know, it's super important to us to be part of that educational process, but it's also wonderful to watch these young women have the chance that they get from Rose Festival and the chance to be interviewed. And I remember back in the day when I had to physically transport the young woman to the high school to be interviewed. So I would stand in the background and watch the interview. You know, I'm never going to forget that because it was just so fun to see the students and the princess, and they're both with heightened excitement to be able to sit there and have that happen. You know, and I won't call it nervousness because it really wasn't nervousness. And in this day and age, these young people are so used to talking to social media, talking to their phones, talking to their peers. You know, it's just a different world now than it was then. But it's equally important today for them to have this chance.
And Marilyn, thank you for mentioning that, because I remember doing the interviews in person as well at the KBPS facilities at Benson High School. And it was the complete experience, because KBPS has real, you know, soundproof studios. You walk into those rooms, it's just like any other radio station in town, all the way down to, you know, the weighted door, the soundproof rooms, the big control boards that the students get to learn and run. And it's real. It's not just a school thing. It's not just a little kiddie thing. It's real. And I think part of what makes this lasting memory is the realness of it. But now, you know, in post COVID, we do the interviews via Zoom, right, which I love. I mean, yes, we don't get the in-person aspect, but we still get to see you, and we still get to see the princess. And now what I do is I project the video up on the screen. So while we're doing the interview, or while a student is interviewing the princess, the whole class still gets to engage in the process. That's something we never really had when we were doing them in person, because those studios, as you probably remember, Marilyn, they're pretty small. They're big enough for, you know, two or three people to get in there, but that's about it. And so while the student was interviewing the princess in the studios at KBPS, the rest of the class was out doing they're doing their homework, or they're digging in their textbooks, or in theory, they're doing their homework. Now the whole class gets to engage in the process of every interview. And I think it's making our interviews better and better and better.
I love that you can do that. That I hadn't really thought about that. You know, having lived in the Zoom world, as we all have for the past few years, and I know a lot of people complain about it, it really kept us connected. It kept us in business in many ways. You don't think of all the pluses of being able to do what we do now and the convenience of it. You know, I know it doesn't take the place of that in-person experience, but you pointed out a really important way that we can make the better of it, not just the best of it. And I think one of the things you said that's really important too is that this isn't playing around. Just like you said, it's real equipment. It's state of the art. When the planners came up with Benson High School, Benson Polytechnic High School back, you know, in the day, they really took a lot of care with the high school. And maybe people don't realize that Benson High School itself was like state of the art, if you will, with not just an amazing resources, but like the auditorium itself was state of the art. And one of the first connections Rose Festival had with Benson High School was that the Queen's coronation, the selection of the Queen, was held in the auditorium every year from 1930 on, from the first year of choosing a Queen from Portland High Schools. That announcement was made at Benson High School. So, I mean, the connection has been there, you know, through the driver program, the famous Benson drivers, the young men who, because they couldn't have a princess at the school, they provided the drivers for the cars that the young women went around town in. And that was a program that impacted a lot of young men from Benson High School as well. And we hear about it. They tell us about it to this day, how important it was for them.
And Marilyn, speaking as a person, not just as a Benson student, but as a Portlander, born and raised in the Rose City, the Rose Festival is something that we always look forward to every year, all facets of it. I've been a big fan of the treasure hunt. My father found the Rose Festival medallion the year I was born in 1988.
Okay, where was it? Do you know
that
where
was? That was at the Hillsborough Airport in the Blue Max sign. It was hidden in between. There was a double. It was a sign that had two signs on it and a little gap right in the middle at the Blue Max restaurant near the Hillsborough Airport. It was stashed right in the middle of that. And so I've been on a mission to find it ever since. I've been real close a couple of times. I always look forward to that. Of course, I always look forward to the big grand floral parade. For the first time, I think in KBPS history, we actually got to be a part of the grand floral parade this last year. There was a group of local radio and TV announcers called the Voices of Portland. And they reached out to me and said, hey, you want to come join us? I said, only if I can bring some of my students. And we'll call them the Future Voices of Portland. So we all made our signs and we got to be in the grand floral parade last year. And now I look forward to doing more Rose Festival Princess interviews every year. And Marilyn, I can't thank you enough. I can't thank Rose Festival enough for all of the tremendous work and effort and time that you put into making Rose Festival happen for us every year.
Thank you so much. And thanks for the story about last year's parade. Bill Shonley there and maybe a future Shawn's there as well.
Again, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Marilyn Clint, one of the organizers, CEO of Portland Rose Festival, as we are celebrating 100 years of KBPS. And we want to showcase some of our this year's Rose Festival Princess interviews. So we'll do that next here on the broadcast. Marilyn, thank you so much for taking a couple minutes out of your busy schedule to chat with us.
It was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me.